I voted in support of H.R. 1586, and this legislation taxes the bonuses the AIG executives received. In fact, the bill basically says any bonus you received, if you receive more than $250,000 in salary, any bonus over and above that, you are taxed at a 90% rate. I don't think it goes far enough. I don't think there should be a limit. I think any bonus from one of these companies that the federal government has to come in and bail out. Why are we bailing them out? Because the company and because decisions of these executives were poor decisions. And therefore, they've driven their financial markets, our financial markets, in the ground. So why would you get a bonus? A bonus is to reward people. So why would you give them a bonus for running a company in the ground and hurting our economy? So I don't think, number one, they should get bonuses. Number two, if they get a bonus, then it should be taxed at 100%. Why this $250,000 threshold is beyond me. I hope there's other opportunities to address this issue. Remember, I didn't vote for this bailout. I just saw so many problems with this bailout. We threw a lot of money at a problem that most members didn't understand. They didn't look at the legislation closely. If they would have, I think they would have realized that we were holding no one accountable. We were giving them $700 billion of taxpayers' money, and no one was going to be held accountable. Thus, you see bonuses to the executives of AIG, and now we're trying to recoup it. You know, once the horse is out of the barn, it's pretty hard to put the horse back in. That's what we're trying to do today, and we're only doing 90% of the horse, so we're still leaving 10% out there. I just think that we should just mandate you get TARP money, no bonuses, period, end of discussion.